I'll start off with how's your health, particularly the knee?
It's coming along.
How about this game coming up after last year's playoff game? Is there any sense of wanting to get some payback?
No. I mean, it's first game of the regular season. You're talking about two totally different years and two totally different teams. Start of the regular season and we're going out to try and win a game.
How have you filled the leadership void left after Ward, Smith, Ferrier, Hoke are gone now?
There is no void. Those guys will be missed, definitely. But, there are other leaders on this team. There are other veteran players that, were leaders before they left and other guys that can step into that role.
James, what's your take on the replacement referees? Do you think it's going to affect the games this year?
I can't worry about things I can't control.
I was thinking maybe you might be, the way the other refs kind of seem to target you every now and then, I was thinking you might be one player who would be happy about having a new set of refs.
Like I said, I can't worry about anything that I can't control.
How about Peyton Manning? What have you seen from him as far as comparing Peyton Manning now and Peyton Manning the last time you saw him, a few years ago?
Peyton Manning is still Peyton Manning. He's doing everything that he did before. He's doing the same thing now. I see no difference.
Do you see him as more susceptible given his neck injury? Do you see him as a potential target, something you'll go after?
I see him as a quarterback that I'm trying to get to, as I see him as any other quarterback that I would be trying to get to. Injury has no bearing on it. He's a healthy individual. There's nothing wrong with him. He has had a surgery, as many other players have in the NFL.
James, have you had any additional issues with the knee, any training or anything like that?
No, they haven't had training or anything since had surgery on it.
Can you talk a little bit about the extra burden not having Ryan Clark out there for you?
It's definitely a void there, but we have someone that's going to step in and hopefully play just as well, if not better. And that's not something that we're going to use as an excuse, but we're looking forward to Ryan, the other Ryan stepping in or Will stepping in and playing the position as his, coached.
How does your mood change as you get closer to game day?
My mood doesn't change. It's the same day in, day out. And, it's a little more focused, pregame, heading into the actual event. But other than that, I don't change too much.
The fact that Tebow threw for over 300 yards in that playoff game last year, was that tough to take?
He played well. It's not tough to take. Anytime you lose, it's tough to take. The fact that he played well doesn't make it any worse or any better. When it comes down to it, he's a professional football player as we are. He's paid to do a job as we are. He did his job better than we did that week.
Is anything about the way Manning goes to the line and call audibles, James, give a defense trouble?
The fact is, he calls all his, offense, from the line. He audibles off from what the defense is doing. So you have to try and do things to combat that.
Do you believe in revenge games? And if so, is this one for you?
There is no such thing as a revenge game. Only way you can get a revenge game is if you put it in the same situation with the exact same people at the exact same time, and it means the exact same thing. There's no way you can get a revenge game.